Okay, so for today's halacha, we have a quick discussion in the Paiskim regarding the bracha of Boirei Ma'irei Ha'esh. So during Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, one of the brachas that we make is Boirei Ma'irei Ha'esh, and the reason for this is that it's a commemoration of that which Adam HaRishon created, fire, by putting two stones together during that first Matzei Shabbos of creation. And as a commemoration of this benefit to have the ability to produce light, we, every single Matzei Shabbos, appreciate that institution, and we make a bracha of Boirei Ma'irei Ha'esh, on fire. There is a discussion in the Paiskim as to exactly the nature of this bracha. When we make a bracha of Boirei Ma'irei Ha'esh, what are we doing exactly? Is this a birchas hanenin? Is this a bracha on the actual physical benefit of the light? In other words, when we have the room illuminated by the fire, we're getting benefit and we're appreciating that by saying a bracha, or it's not a birchas hanenin, it's a birchas hashvach. That means it's appreciating the concept of light. The fact that we have the ability to see and have the room illuminated by light is something that we appreciate the gift of, but we don't actually need to physically get the benefit in order to make the bracha. It's not a birchas hanenin, it's not a bracha on the actual enjoyment per se, it's a bracha on the concept. It's a birchas hashvach, it's appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing us this general benefit during the course of our lives. That's the question, and there might be a couple of differences in halacha as to exactly how you understand this bracha. One of them being as follows. In the Sefer Or HaChanan, he brings down that the Chafetz Chaim was always makbid to turn off the electric lights in the room when he made the bracha Boirei Ha'esh. Why? Because he needed physical, actual benefit from the illumination of the Ner. And since, if the light was on, he wouldn't really get actual benefit from the Or, he didn't feel he could make a bracha. So he specifically had someone turn off the lights, and in this way, he could actually get Hana, get physical enjoyment from the illumination of the Ner. That's the opinion of the Chafetz Chaim, that you should really get actual benefit before making the bracha of Boirei Ha'esh. However, the Stipler didn't have this custom. The Stipler did not turn off. He didn't turn off the electric lights b'shas the bracha of Boirei Ha'esh. Why? Because he held that you don't have to have actual physical enjoyment from the Ner when you make the bracha of Boirei Ha'esh. Rather, it's a birchas hashvach. It's appreciating the concept and the idea of having illumination and light in our lives. Says the Stipler, that which we have this halacha in Siv Dalad, in Siman Reish Tzadiches, that you're supposed to be close enough to the Ner when you make the bracha Boirei Ma'irei, that you're able to be makir, that you're able to distinguish and discern between different coins, that means you're supposed to be really close to the Ner. Why? Why is it necessary to be so close to the Ner? The answer is that you're supposed to be close enough that you could possibly get benefit from it if you want it. In other words, it's not necessary to have actual enjoyment, but the point is that in order to make the birchas hashvach and appreciate the concept, you have to be in a situation in which enjoyment would be had. That is the opinion of the Stipler, and that's the opinion of many paiskim. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, and where is this Mishnah Berurah? It's at the end of Sif Katan Yud Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Siman Reish Tzadiches Yud Gimel, that if a person is distant from the fire during Birchas Boirei Ma'irei Ha'esh, and he's unable, even if he wanted, to get benefit and enjoyment from the Or, then he has a problem on his hands. Because according to all, even if you hold that it's a Birchas Hashvach and you don't need physical enjoyment, but you have to be close enough that you could, had you wanted, to get physical enjoyment. And that is something that everyone agrees to. That's a Gemara, and that's a Din and Shulchan Aruch over here. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're distant, because let's say there are a lot of people present, and you're not close enough to the fire that you could actually discern between coins and get actual benefit, had you wanted, from the Or, then what you should do is have in mind that you don't want to be yetzeh with the birchas haner made by the person making havdalah, and afterwards make a bracha on your own, Boirei Ma'irei Ha'esh, when you are close enough to the fire that you could actually enjoy it. So that's the halacha, that if you're not close enough to get hana from the ner, you should be mechaven, you should specifically have in mind not to fulfill your mitzvah to make a bracha when you hear the havdalah by the person, and afterwards make a bracha on your own on the ner.